a bail up. Like a Marvel movie, it's worth watching the credits. We've been walking for about an hour, nose into the wind, dog and man. There's an animal here somewhere. I know it, and so does the dog. We're moving quickly, probably too fast, but we're not here for this animal. I just caught a kid and taken it back to the ute. Goats are cool critters, and the idea of a pet goat sounds good right now. The scent leads the dog to our right, but I call him off. We need to climb up to our left, up through the towering pines, a thick layer of needles underfoot. It's slippery going. The way is steep, and if I don't get my toe in right, each step becomes half as advantageous as it should be. We're charging hard to catch up with Phil. There's a clearing up ahead, open grassy ridges with steep gorse-covered faces and scattered rock outcrops, the perfect spot for a tribe of goats as the sun swings past the zenith, radiating heat onto the rocks and creating resort-like escape from the often dull winter days. A shot rings out from above. Through the aluminium suppressor and the dense pines, the sound is muffled, but it's clear Phil is getting into it. A few more shots are heard, and then all is quiet once again. I drop it down a gear and feed the gas, being careful to maintain traction on the pine needles below. Cresting the ridge, I can hear a bail up down in the gully. Black Death and Ruger getting into the squirters. Phil is likely close behind. We pick up speed, jogging along the ridge line, Buddy leading the way. I'm too late to the show, but like a good Marvel movie, if you stay around to watch the credits, there's always a little extra. As the reel winds off and the projector flickers, I catch movement on the opposite ridge. Looking through the gold ring tube on my rifle, I see two shapes. They don't belong. One dark, like a block of creamy milk, and the other lighter, as if a spoonful of picks. I can't make out head from tail, so I wait. Waves break, glaciers flow, grass grows, and I stand on a small ridge watching, waiting for a shot. A third shape appears, a mottled mix of brown and white, a small head peering through the grass. The arrival of this goat has the other two shift slightly, giving away their orientation and giving me the details I need to start shooting. Buddy sits at my 8 o'clock. The cycling of the bolt has him up and looking. The first shot breaks, taking the mottled goat down. I cycle the bolt autonomously. I've put a few thousand rounds through this rifle, and without breaking form, I have the second round in the creamy milk. The audible report of contact comes back to me, and the goat dives into the gorse. It's just the picks left. Buddy is held fast, and now's the time to run. I send him, and he knows the drill. By the time I get across the small coulee and into the resort-like ridge the goats had been lounging about, Buddy is a spoonful of picks in the creek, and it doesn't take long for him to be searching the jar for another scoop. Phil has now appeared above me and has given directions to a few more goats lost in the chaos below. My rifle makes quick work of these, and I can hear Buddy making his way back up through the gorse. There's a pause in all noise. It's as though someone has hit the mute button on a remote, that brief silence as you listened for a car coming up the driveway or rain falling on the roof. That silence is broken a moment later as Buddy charges in on an old goat. There's a rustle and a rumble below as they bust through the scrub heading downhill. They pull up on a clear slip 30 meters below me. Imagine two types of fighter. The first stands back at a given distance. This may be a boxer or a sniper, a warrior that is light on their feet, shifting to stand just out of the opponent's range, constantly observing from afar and sneaking in to make a shot at the opportune moment. The other is more intimate, more visceral, a practitioner of jiu-jitsu or a point man clearing a house. They're always in close with the enemy, near contact at all times, pushing into their personal zone. Buddy is a fighter of the second type. He stands in close, nose to nose with this billy, barking and nipping at its face, grabbing on a leg where possible. The billy has the high ground and engages with Buddy head down, thrusting his spiraling horns towards the dog. Buddy's pushed off and tumbled around before re-engaging as eager as ever. I move into position, clambering down through the gorse. I need to line up a shot where Buddy can still hold pressure on the goat, but stand back enough to protect its hearing from the blast. We are low in a small gully, steep walls of rock and gorse surround us. The noise from the shot will be harsh. I give Buddy the signal and he shifts back from grappler to boxer, giving me the space to shoot. With a light squeeze, I release the shot and the silence again engulfs the gully.